It's Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Fun fact, the fear of peacocks is called pavophobia.
Pavophobia.
There you go. Talking about odd fears. And if you have an odd fear you'd like to tell us about, 79COAST, 792-6278. Like the ones that are odd. Like I know Todd doesn't like heights, but that's pretty common.
Mm-hmm. Is there one for constricting snakes?
Well, that would be
common.
Serious.
Like right? Specifically constricting snakes, not all
anacondas,
snakes.
Anacondas, pythons,
Oh, like my anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun?
Exactly.
Got it.
I'm being serious.
I know. I'm trying to find. Let me see.
No, that's not serious.
It says ophidiophobia is the fear of snakes, but I can't find constricting snakes.
Ophidiophobia.
Mm-hmm. I'll work on that. No. Doesn't have a name.
Darn.
Sorry. But that's like a regular fear, like specifically those kind of snakes.
The fact that they can like wrap up a human and like can like take down a human freaks me out a little.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to see any
Florida right now. Those, what are they? Burmese pythons or something? They're like invading Florida.
They are?
Yeah, like there's no predator. There's no natural predator to them, and they were introduced into the Keys, and now they're just like overwhelming.
Oh, that's
South Florida.
Scary.
How do they get introduced? It's like they're just like, hey, here's the keys.
Well, people bring them. Bring them as pets, and then they escape.
All
and
right,
then they
people
breed.
Need to stop doing this.
Yes, they do.
Ugh.
They eat like dogs and cats and all all your pets.
Oh, Rachel on our Facebook page is afraid of octopus. They are weird. They are weird, but I love them. I'm fascinated by them. They can squish out little holes
into anything.
It's insane. Like through a crack.
Isn't that amazing?
Crack. They're unbelievable.
Yeah.
Kelly's afraid. Well, we didn't have time to do Kelly's fears.
What is one of the things Kelly's afraid of?
Well, you mentioned the log truck.
Yeah, I don't like driving behind logging trucks because I'm
convinced. What's another one you haven't mentioned yet?
Convinced what? That they're not secure?
One of the logs is going to come and decapitate me. Hydroplaning. I don't like driving in the rain because I think I'm going to hydroplane.
What's one that's not driving related?
What's the fear of driving?
The hydroplaning.
No, there must be a name.
But you don't like driving in the snow either.
No.
Oh, what is it called?
No,
yeah,
there must be something called,
you know, that's got a name. Fear
Hope is afraid of chickens.
Chickens. Why? Because they like peck?
Yeah, I'm not a big animal person, but I've said that before.
Danica's afraid. Okay. I'm going to hold on Danica's, okay?
Okay.
Danica is afraid of something that Todd is going to find abhorrent. Like, what? How can you be afraid of that?
Oh, I know what I'm afraid of. That's random. You know the spring roll wrappers that come in like the fresh spring rolls and they're kind of like stretchy?
Oh, like that rice paper.
Rice paper, but when you like put water on it, it gets very stretchy, like elastic.
Yeah. Like if you go to a Vietnamese place.
Yeah.
And you get those spring rolls that are kind of clear, like kind of translucent.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so
the soft ones.
Yeah,
they're
soft
almost like
ones.
A little chewy.
Yes, they are.
Gummy, a little gummy.
So I was shoving a spring roll down my face maybe a couple of years ago when I was home alone. I'm convinced that it made like a suffocation moment in my throat. And so I couldn't breathe and I had to like throw myself against a counter to like, and then go, because I figured.
You gave yourself the Heimlich?
Yeah, because I figured the spring roll had elasticized around my throat capacitor.
So now you're afraid of spring roll wrappers.
I'll never eat another spring roll again.
Okay.
I won't eat a fireball again. I almost choked on a fireball.
See?
Oh, like that little hot cinnamon thing?
It was at
it was a
football game and I was in the band and I was playing the saxophone and tried to do two things at once. Suck on a fireball and play the saxophone.
What?
Not a good idea.
Well,
no.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. You should
be afraid of making bad decisions like that.
I made an even worse decision, Kelly, because instead of staying where the people were and like, you know, grabbing someone and be like, hey, give me the Heimlich.
Yeah.
I took off for like the for the bathrooms.
Oh.
And like thank God it popped out. Like I gagged it up. I gagged it up on my way to, you know, practically, you know, choking to death in a
it's
in a
scary.
Bathroom stall.
It's
by
super
myself.
Scary. Yeah. After I
you're
gave
not
myself-
supposed to do that. If you choke, you're supposed to go to people, even though it's an embarrassing
yes.
moment.
Yes, you say help, and you put yes. you do that symbol where
yes, you,
you
do exactly.
You put your hands around your
yeah,
throat.
Yeah, I have scary
don't
neighbors,
do as I
so
do.
I had to think of like, do I want to get kidnapped by my neighbor or do I just want to go
or just die?
Way? Yep.
Gosh.
So I just went both- like this. Like oh trying to make God. As much sound as okay. I can to get out.
Do the neighbors Sorry. Still live there?
I'm 100% positive they're not listening.
Okay. Kristen. Yeah.
Good morning. I just wanted to tell Kelly that I was behind a truck where the log came out.
No!
No don't
oh, God,
say
why would you
me?
Say that, Kristen?
I knew it was going
to
happen!
Oh, no.
No!
Oh. Now
no,
that now she's not going to drive. We're going to have to hire her a driver now.
Oh my God.
You are. I was flying on the turnpike.
It was on the turnpike too?
Well, I was going to Florida and I was flying with this truck and his little log in the middle of all the big logs
oh my God.
Started bouncing. And I'm like, oh my God, that's bouncing halfway out already.
Wow.
And I'm keeping up with him because Leadfoot. And as I'm watching him, I backed up a little slowly, and the log fell out.
Oh, my God.
And
oh
no. landed sideways on the road. So then I went around him, and I was like, you just lost the log, because everybody coming up behind me in, like, 2 miles is going to be, like, in a 20-pile car pileup. Whatever.
Right.
Right. Chris, back up. So you're yeah. behind this truck with the logs on the back. One of the logs goes flying off sideways. So did you dart around it? There happened to be
I
no one?
I darted around it.
And then you wow. sped up to catch up to him and pulled alongside him and tried to signal him?
This is like
and
a scene out of Die Hard.
And he pulled over and he was like, oh my God. And I'm like, I don't know how you're going to get it off the road, but it's sideways now, like flat across. So people are going to like... slam into it if you don't get back there.
Plus, it must discombobulate the rest of the logs because they're all in there tight together.
Exactly.
Oh,
but
no.
I just kept going after that. Don't know what happened. Didn't see anything on the news. So
yeah. I love that you, like, chased him down. And
yes.
You're a maniac.
Yeah, good
I'm
job.
I'm a daredevil, that's why.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
Casey, hi. Your odd fear.
Hello. So I do not like lakes or ponds or any body of water that I cannot see the bottom.
Oh, and, yeah.
It gives me the creep. And, like, it's just so slimy, and it's just I can't do it. I don't
yeah.
want a snake near me or a spider or
now, are
grab my foot.
Are you okay, like, if you're just walking by one, or is it...
I am, but I was actually camping this summer, and I was walking by one, and there was a water snake on top of the water, and I'm like, this is exactly why I do not go. That's why.
Much
right
like
there.
the Kristen story about the log, once you get that fear confirmed, then it's cemented.
Yep.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Ain't happening.
Yeah.
Ever.
All right, Casey. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, Sally. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Your odd fear.
Okay, so this is pretty odd, but... I have a fear of velvet, but
a velvet
specifically like if you push velvet in the wrong direction and it makes it all yes. like I get all skeeved out just talking about it.
Oh,
like,
yes, I know what you mean. Like well, kind of like what about like on a carpet after you vacuum? Does that bother you?
No, I think if I touched it, it might weird me out. But like vacuming is actually really
what
nice
about
you can
those...
you know, see the progress.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm like shopping at a place where everything's hung up and I can't see and I'm like, you know, pawing through stuff and I can't see what's coming and then I touch something that's velvet, I just like lose it. I can't do it.
Ugh. Yeah. That is definitely the most first world fear that
yeah.
we have so far is I have a fear of touching velvet.
Man, you must have hated the 90s with all those velvet tracksuits they had.
Ooh, no. Ugh, no. No. No, thank you. Also, I have two boys, and we have a cat, and if they happen to, like, pat the cat in the wrong direction, I, like, freak out on them, too, because it's kind of the same idea where it's just, like, it's not supposed to go that way. That's against the rules. I can't. No. Nope.
So the idea of like your partner rubbing up your leg instead of down your leg.
Oh my God. I didn't even know. I didn't even know I was like freaked out by that until you just said it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. She's going to go home and be like, listen, if you want to pet me, you have to pet me in the right direction, okay?
You go the right way.
All right, thanks for calling, Sally.
Yeah, no problem.
On our Facebook page, Danica is afraid of pie.
Why?
I knew Todd would be all bent out of shape about that.
All right, come on.
I'm afraid of pie. I've never tried it. I never will. Just looking at a pie causes me anxiety.
Man,
now that's
isn't that odd?
How is that possible? That every pie out there, like even like a like one of those chocolate cream pies that's loaded up with whipped cream on the top and chocolate shavings.
Yes.
Like, how are you afraid of that?
I don't know. I don't know. Danica, call us. I'd be interested to investigate the pie fear.
Right.
And then this one's funny, too, because I get it, but it's kind of an odd thing. Rebecca's afraid of knees, like people's knees. I can't touch them or have anyone touch mine. The way they move freaks me out.
They are weird. If you touch your knee and, like, have it move around, it does give me the heebie-jeebies a little bit.
If you're in a relationship and you're, you know, you kind of cuddle it up on the couch or whatever.
Yeah.
And if someone, like, takes your kneecap and just kind of pushes it sideways or, like, slides it, like, that could be uncomfortable. But I don't know if I would write that as, like, the thing that constantly consumes me. You know, like what I walk day to day anxious. Why are you anxious? Pies and knees.
Pies and knees.
They really freak me out. Don't beware the knees. Mr. Vice President Pence, can you help us out?
I would just say maybe a couple of things. Number one is spend more time on your knees than on the Internet.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, boy.
That's a good tip.
Okay.
That's a good tip.
Todd and I are just like, okay.
That's a good tip.
Trying to figure out the context there.
Yeah.
What they got pulled from.
Yeah. Well, I think he was talking about, you know, you shouldn't be on the Internet. You should be praying.
But
I don't think he realized what was coming out of his mouth.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Hmm.